So Jordan Merrick has a new single out. It's called Fault. Let's have a little listen.
If you're wondering, I'm only here to write songs. I tried to tell the world it's not my fault.
And he joins us to have a chat about it today. Jordan, how you doing?
Hey, good yourself?
Very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about the song Fault. What's it about?
Yeah, so it was written during the floods of back in February. So it was sort of like a culmination of a few things because, yeah, the week Brizzy flooded, it was the same week that, you know, Russia invades Ukraine and the same week that COVID sort of making a comeback. And, yeah, it was just the perfect storm of crap, to be honest. And,
that's a better name for a song. That'll get people's attention.
Yeah, the perfect storm of crap. That's, I should rename it. Is it too late? Or?
Have a word to your label. See what they say about it.
Yeah. So, but pretty much it was just everything sort of all at once. And then I was just, yeah, sitting on the back porch after, you know, once the flood had sort of been contained around our place, just sort of thinking about the week that just had passed and figured I may as well try to write about it, and yeah, ended up writing Fault pretty quickly. And yeah, to be honest, it probably wasn't something I was even anticipating releasing until I demoed it, and then just really loved the song. And yeah, then here we are today.
Do you need to be inspired by things around you for your music writing?
Not really. I do write a lot of songs, and I write a lot of mainly like a lot of fiction that are sort of inspired by more emotions than anything. So I don't normally, to be honest, write stuff that's so literal.
Yep.
And that's sort of why Fault was probably a bit different for me in that regard. But I think if it's anything the last 2 years has sort of inspired, it's sort of reflecting because you've got so much time on your hands to reflect. So it was probably a culmination of a few things, I reckon, that led me to go that way.
With this song, can you remember what came first, the melody or the lyrics?
To be honest, it was literally at the same time.
Wow.
It was a bit of a fluke, to be honest. Sometimes you get lucky like that.
I was going to say, sometimes the fish just doesn't jump in the boat like that, does it?
No, not at all. It'd be nice if it was like that every time. But I sat down, had the, you know, the pen and paper to write the lyrics, and I was like, I need a key to play it in. So I just chose a D chord and sung the first line, and then went to the G, and then it was basically the song. So it was as easy as that, thankfully.
And what about the rest of your songwriting? What do you usually look for first? Do you look for a melody?
It really depends, to be honest. I mean,
yeah.
I'd say it's probably so. What I like to do with songwriting is I'll, you know, as words or all phrases come to me, I just try to write them down into my phone or whatever, if I've got some paper. Just anything that sort of stands out that crosses my mind, I'll write down. And then when I go to write, I'll often just refer back to those notes and then sort of try to picture the story I'm wanting to tell, and then just sort of use the chords and the melody to sort of soundtrack the story. Sort of that sort of approach is generally how I go about it. Sometimes you come up with a cool riff though, or a cool chord progression, and then you sort of write around that. You sort of write the story around the music, but often it's the other way around.
Jordan, do you sometimes look at your notes and go, what was I thinking? Was that even me writing in that down?
Yeah, all the time. Sometimes I'll deep dive into the archives of notes, and I don't even know what the line was inspired by or where it came from. And that's sort of the beauty of writing, you know, getting into the habit of writing everything down. And it's something I've been doing, you know, 10 years now. It's great, just purely from an entertainment perspective when you're looking at your own notes and, yeah, questioning your sanity. But it can definitely be helpful with writing, for sure.
Well, if you find yourself in the Upper Hunter, we would love to catch up with you at some stage. Jordan Merrick, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about the new single, and good luck with it.
Thanks so much for having me.